Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. On this segment of Celtic Cafe, we're entering into Veterans Day, Monday this week in the U.S. So we are dedicating this hour to all the brave men and women all over the world who chose to serve and support their country throughout history. With a Celtic connection, of course.
What he been se brolad? Come ye by kelly cranky. And ye had been what I hae been, ye would ne been sae canty, oh. And ye had seen what I hae seen, and raise o' Killiecrankie, oh. I fought at land, I fought at sea, at hame I fought my anty, oh. But I met the devil and done. And the braes o' Killiecrankie, oh. And ye had been war I hae been, ye wad na been sae canty, oh. And ye had seen what I hae seen, and the braes o' Killiecrankie, oh. The boat that car fell way afar, and clavers got a clang. And I had fed a wrath o' glad on the braes o' Killiecrankie, oh. And ye had been war I hae been, ye wad na been sae canty, oh. And ye had seen what I hae seen on the braes o' Killiecrankie, oh. Oh, fie Mackay, what garred ye lie in the bush ayon the brankie, oh? Ye'd better kiss King Willie's loaf and come by Killiecrankie, oh. There's nae shame, there's nae shame, there's nae shame to swing. Sewer slays on other braes, and the deals at Killiecrankie, oh. And ye had been war I hae been, ye wad na been sae canty, oh. And ye had seen what I hae seen on the braes o' Killiecrankie, oh.
Jacobites by name, Londoneer, Londoneer. Ye Jacobites by name, Londoneer. Ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim, and your doctrines I must blame. And you shall hear, your doctrines I must blame. You shall hear what's right and what is wrong by the law, by the law. What's right and what is wrong by the law. What's right and what is wrong, a short sword and a long, a weak arm and a strong. Far to draw, far to draw, a weak arm and a strong, far to draw. What makes heroic strife, famed afar, famed afar? What makes heroic strife, fame to find. What makes heroic strife to whet the assassin's knife or haunt a parent's life? We bloody war, or haunt a parent's life. We bloody war. Your schemes alone in the state, in the state. I let your schemes alone in the state. I'll leave your schemes alone. Adore the rising sun and leave a man alone to his fate, to his fate. I leave a man alone to his fate. Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim, and your doctrines I must blame. And you shall hear, you shall hear. Your doctrines I must blame, you shall hear.
Scots Gaelic, a language like our own, almost extinct. Here's a song that takes us back in history, back to the Highlands of Scotland in the year of 1746. It was, to be exact, it was a Wednesday morning of April 16th in the Highlands of Scotland. There was a great army coming north over the border from England. An army of mercenaries, but equipped with the latest of artillery of the time, led by a man who was nicknamed the Bloody Butcher, the Duke of Cumberland. They were coming into the Highlands of Scotland to clear out the wild Gaelic-speaking savages, as they were called. And the Highlandmen came down to meet them that morning. They were led by Prince Charles Stuart, known as Bonnie Prince Charlie. But they had no mercenaries. The clansmen. There was father fighting beside son and brother beside brother, and they came down, no artillery, armed with the great claymores, the great broadswords. They met the English on Culloden's Moor that morning. The Battle of Culloden lasted all of 45 minutes. They were no match for the artillery. They were wiped out almost completely. Those that were left went back into the Highlands. Some escaped over the sea to the Western Isles or further west to the land that was to become known as Nova Scotia, New Scotland. And long after they were gone, the pipers that were left played the pibrochs for them, the lament for the passing. Sound the pibroch.
Sound the pibroch loud and high. Frae John o' Groats to the Isle of Skye, let all your clans with battle cry, rise and follow Charlie. A-ching, pom, 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 a-ching, pom,
team, fom, fom, fom. Rise and follow Charlie. By dark Lochshiel they make their stand. That small, devoted Highland band. They swore to fight with heart and hand and follow their royal Charlie. Hatchim, pom, pom, pom. Hatchim, pom, pom, pom. Hatchim, pom, pom, pom. Rise and follow Charlie.
By a dark Culloden's field of gore, hark how they cry, claymore, claymore. Bravely they fight, can they do more than die for royal Charlie?
Hatchim, pom, pom, pom. Hatchim, pom, pom, pom. Hatchim, pom, pom, pom. Rise and follow Charlie.
No more we'll see such deeds again. Deserted now each Highland glen, and lonely cairns are o'er the men who fought and died for Charlie.
Hatchim, pom, pom, pom. Hatchim, pom, pom, pom. Hatchim, pom, pom, pom. Rise and follow Charlie. So sound your pibroch loud and high. Pray John of Groats to the Isle of Skye. Let all your clans with battle cry. Rise and follow Charlie. Hatchim, pom, pom, pom. Hatchim, pom, pom, pom. Hatchim, pom, pom, pom. Rise and follow Charlie.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher. And this segment of Celtic Cafe, we are offering up a segment for the veterans, for all those brave men and women from around the world and all the countries that they have supported. Obviously, all of the songs on this show's are going to be something to do with Celtic and soldiering and military. And we opened up there with Jacobite Rising. That was the three songs from Jacobite Risings. The first one was Killiecrankie-O, and that was from the Corey Folk Trio with Paddy Bell, eventually known just as the Corys. Then we had Ye Jacobites by Name, Londoneer, Londoneer. A Robbie Burns song there by Eddie Reader. And finally, we ended up there with Makeman Clancy with the final death knell of the Jacobite Rising there on the Culloden Moor, and the track called Sound the Pibroch, what the pipers would play. Well, next we move on to the Napoleonic Wars. One of my favorite shows is Sharp's Rifles, and they showed all different Celtic people working in the particular show, especially Dara O'Malley as Patrick Harper, Sergeant Patrick Harper. But also John Tams was in there. He was the Dan Hagman, the chosen man Dan Hagman, and he's a folk singer. And he sings the title song, which is one of my favorite. It's called Over the Hills and Far Away.
Here's 40 shillings on the drum for those who volunteer to come to list and fight the foe today. Over the hills and far away. Over the hills and over the hills.
comrades did before. Then ask the fifes and drums to play over the hills and far away. O'er the hills and o'er the main, through Flanders, Portugal and Spain, King George commands and we obey. Over the hills and far away.
You're the cause of my woe. Since my bonny light horseman to the wars he did go, broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain. Since my bonny light horseman in the wars he was slain.
Armies to stand and proud waved his banners all gaily and grand. He leveled his cannons right over the plain, and my bonny light horseman in the wars he was slain.
Oh, Napoleon Bonaparte, you're the cause of my woe. Since my bonny light horseman to the wars he did go, broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain. Since my bonny light horseman in the wars he was slain.
And if I was some small and had wings and could fly, I would fly o'er the salt sea where my true love does lie. 3 years and 6 months now since he left this bright shore. Oh, my bonny light horseman, will I ne'er see you more?
Oh, Napoleon Bonaparte, you're the cause of my
City and the voice there of Andy Irvine with a Napoleonic song called The Bonnie Light Horseman. Next, we move on to World War I and Eric Bogle's poignant story, sung here by the Fury Brothers of Davy Arthur, The Green Fields of France, No Man's Land, or Willie McBride.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while? Need the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you are only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the farm? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that fateful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed them forever behind the glass frame? In an old photograph, torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in the brown leather frame. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did I sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun, now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze, it makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Are you willing, McBride? I can't help wonder why. Do those that lie here know why did they die? And did they believe when he answered the call. Did he really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last bows and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last bows and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
We're commemorating Veterans Day here on Celtic Cafe. And of course, Veterans Day is November 11th, which commemorates the end of World War I, 11-11-18, 106 years ago. Veterans Day in the United States is 70 years old, first celebrated in 1954. We've got more commemoration coming right up, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio. Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros there with Thomas More's Minstrel Boy, which he dedicated to his fellow students who fell in the rebellion of 1798 in Ireland. Joe Strummer of the Pogues and originally with the Clash. Next, we move on to the Vietnam War and a Mel Gibson movie, We Were Soldiers. And by the way, the last track was from Black Hawk Down. So we're a little bit more up to date with our tracks here and the movies. This particular track is by Clan on Drummer, and it's all about a World War II Sergeant Mackenzie.
None bolder, with good broad shoulder, he fought in many a fray, and fought and won. He'd seen the glory, he told the story of battles glorious and deeds victorious. But now he's sighing, his heart is crying to leave those green hills of Tyrol, because those green hills are not Highland hills or the Islands hills. They're not Mylands hills, and fair as these green foreign hills may be, they are not the hills of home. And now the soldier, the Scottish soldier, who wandered far away and soldiered far away, sees leaves are falling and death is calling, and he will fade away in that far land. He called his piper, his trusty piper, and bade him sound away a pibroch sad to play upon the hillside, a Scottish hillside, not on those green hills of Tyrol. Because those green hills are not Highland hills, are the island's hills, they're not my land's hills. And fair as these green foreign hills may be, they are not the hills of home. And now the soldier, the Scottish soldier, will wander far no more, and soldier far no more. Now on a hillside, a Scottish hillside, you'll see a piper play the soldier home. He's seen the glory, he's told the story of battles glorious and deeds victorious. The bugle cease now, he is at peace now, far from those green hills of Tyrol. Because those green hills are not Highland hills, or the island's hills, they're not my land's hills. And fair as these green foreign hills may be, they are not the hills of home. Because those green hills are not Highland hills, or the island's hills, they're not my land's hills. And fair as these green foreign hills may be, they are not the hills of home.
Scottish Soldier there by Cathal Dunn. That took place during the Crimea War, where the soldier was longing for his homeland hills, the Highland hills and the Isles. I'm sure all soldiers get homesick at one point. Well, next we move on to Ireland and some of the rebellions and revolutions that took off over there. And we're going to start out here with Emmett Cahill and the cast of The Bloody Irish, all about 1916. And this particular track relates back to 1798, and it's called The Rising of the Moon.
All along the singing river, that black mass of men was seen. High above their shining weapons flew their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistled out the marching tune. Hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon. 'Tis the rising of the moon, 'tis the rising of the moon. Hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon. 'Tis the rising of the moon, 'tis the rising of the moon. And a thousand pikes for flashing by the rising of the moon.
Come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush your vocal, hush and listen, cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon.
Come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. At the old spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One more word for signal token, whistle out the marching tune. With your pike upon your shoulder, at the rising of the moon.
At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon. Put your pike upon your shoulder, at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon. Put your pike upon your shoulder, at the rising of the moon.
All
singing river, that black mass of men was seen. High above their shining weapons slew their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistled out the marching Jew.
And our army boys for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon. Of the moon, and our army boys for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon, 'tis the rising of the moon, 'tis the rising of the moon.
Oak, your face, your brooding, or the old disgrace that Black Fitzwilliam stormed your place and sent you to the Farron. Grace at victory was sure that soon the fire and he'd secure until he met at Glenmalure with Fiach McHugh O'Byrne.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiach will do what Fiach will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, for falling is your star low. But with halberd, help with sword, on we go, for by the Lord Fiach McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlo.
The swords of Clanamal go flashing o'er the English pale. See all the children of the Gael beneath O'Byrne's banner. Rooster of the fighting stock, would you let an English cock crow it upon an Irish rock? Fly up and teach him manners.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiach will do what Fiach will dare. Gael Fitzwilliam, have a care, for falling is your star low. But with halberd, out with sword, on we go, for by the Lord Fiach McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlo.
From Tresaggart to Clonmore there flows a stream of Saxon gore. Oh, great is Rory O'Gomore at sending the loons to Hades. White to sick and clay has fled, and now for Black Fitzwilliam's head we'll send it over dripping red to Queen Liza and her ladies.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiach will do what Fiach will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, for falling is your star low. Up with halberd, out with sword, on we go, for by the Lord Fiach McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlo. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiach will do what Fiach will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, for falling is your star low. Up with halberd, out with sword, on we go, for by the Lord Fiach McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlo.
Was a morning in July, I was walking through Tipperary, when I heard the battle cry from the mountain overhead. And I looked up in the sky, saw an Irish soldier laddie. He looked at me right fearlessly and said, will you stand in the band like a true Irish man and go to fight the forces of the crown? Will you march with O'Neill to an Irish battlefield? For tonight we'll go and free out the Wexford town. Said I to the soldier lad, would you take me to your captain? It would be my pride and joy for to march with you today. My young brother fell at Cork and my son at Enniscorthy. So to the noble captain I did say, I will stand in the band like a true Irish man and go to fight the forces of the crown. I will march with O'Neill to an Irish battlefield, for tonight we'll go and free old Wexford town. As we marched back again in the shadow of the evening, with our banners flying low to the memory of the dead. Oh, we came unto our homes, but without my soldier laddie, and I still can hear those brave words he said.
You stand in the band like a true Irishman and go to fight the forces of the crown. Will you march with O'Neill to an Irish battlefield? For tonight we'll go and free old Wexford town. Will you stand in the band like a true Irishman and go to fight the forces of the crown? Will you march with O'Neill to an Irish battlefield? For tonight we'll go and free old Wexford town.
Not enough can be said about citizen soldiery. You know, the whole, pretty much the American Revolution was fought by all citizen soldiery, and it has been in many other conflicts around the world. And that was Danny Doyle, again from 1798, with the Irish Soldier Laddie, and in the middle there, Jim McCann with Follow Me Up to Carlo. Well, we're going to polish off this particular show for the veterans with something that doesn't get played very often in public, because most pipers revere it as only for the fallen at their graveside. And that is the Flowers of the Forest. And you might have heard that line several times in the green fields of France. And you probably never hear the track. So we're going to play it for you. But we also have words for this. And it's sung here by Isla St. Clair. And here is the Flowers of the Forest.
I've heard them lilting at the Yowmelken, lassies a lilten before dawn o' day. Now there's a moaning on Elka Green, flowers of the forest are all weed away. We'll hae mair lilting at the Yowmelken. Woman and bairns are heartless and wae, sighing and moaning on Elka Green. Flowers of the forest are all weed away.
Thank you.
And that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlan Lott.